This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says a new round of talks aimed at halting the Israel-Hamas war has resumed in Doha and is expected to run into Friday. Talks also focus on securing the release of scores of hostages, with a potential deal seen as the best hope of heading off an even larger regional conflict. The United States got her in Egypt to meet with an Israeli delegation there as the Palestinian death toll from the 10-month-old war surpassed 40,000. A Palestinian official said Hamas would not take part in Thursday's talks, but that its senior officials who reside in Qatar were ready to discuss any proposals from the mediators, as they have in the last rounds of discussions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's troops have taken full control of Sudza. It's the largest Russian town to fall to Ukraine forces since the start of their crisscross border incursion more than a week ago. Zelensky's claim on Thursday could not be independently verified. He says Ukraine's military is setting up a command office there, which suggests that Ukraine might plan to remain in Kursk region long term, or just signal Moscow that it may intend to. Sudza had a pre-war population of around 5,000 and is the administrative center for the border area of Russia's Kursk region. Meanwhile, in the eastern Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk, officials warned civilians to evacuate ahead of rapidly advancing Russian troops. Venezuela's opposition has been dealt a blow as countries that had been pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to release vote tallies backing his claim to victory in last month's presidential election are now suggesting the possibility of repeating the contest. The proposal from the leftist governments of Colombia.